my biggest advice is don't engage in training and development until you've figured out and agreed upon an ROI before you begin. Without that, which is most organizations, I find that engage in training and development, if they've not learned this from the beginning, what happens is they get appropriated dollars and funds to apply some training and development for the employees. They do it, and somewhere a period of time after that, maybe a year later when budgets are up again, they ask the critical question, what did we get for our money? We invested hundreds of thousands of dollars, so tell me, what did we get? Well, if it wasn't determined and agreed upon what we should get from the beginning, then it goes down to, did we get better performance? Did we get a better result? Did our numbers go up? So we invent those at the end because we didn't determine them at the beginning. So return on investment for training and development certainly should be looked at as a contributor to the overall result that we're looking to change, but it's a contributor. And more often than not, it's more of a contributor than it is the one and only factor for that performance improvement or that result that we're looking to get. So determine ROI in the beginning and agree on that in the beginning, that with this training event, the return on the training and development investment needs to be defined. And if it cannot be supported only by training and development, what other contributing factors will be measured along such that there's a true ROI, and training and development was measured as a part of that ROI. Always determine the ROI before you begin.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the Mind Tools Club.